Thank you for the water, Detective. No, I'm sure. I don't want to call anyone. Please, don't call anyone. I already told the nurses before. I don't want anyone to know. Why? Because I'm getting married in 2 weeks. I want this to remain a secret. I'm not going to allow this to spoil my wedding or ruin my marriage. My fiancé is still at work right now. That's right. When the man broke in, I was home alone. It was early morning. I'd just gotten out of the shower. I was in a towel, blow-drying my hair in the bathroom. At some point, I heard footsteps downstairs. I thought it was my fiancé come home early. I stepped out into the hallway, and there he was, at the top of the stairs. No, I don't remember what he looked like. All I can tell you is he was black, medium dark skin, dark eyes, shaved head. He was really big, like tall, and he was fit, really muscular, with broad shoulders and big arms. He had tattoos, yeah, I could see them a bit on the side of his neck and on his hands. No, I don't remember what his tattoos looked like. I just remember he had them. Some kind of writing and patterns. Dark ink. He was wearing a black hoodie and black jeans. I don't remember the color of his shoes. Maybe red? Red sneakers? No gloves. I remember seeing the tattoos on the back of his hands. Well, it happened so fast. He grabbed me by my hair, dragged me into the bedroom. It all happened there. Yeah, I was still just wearing the towel. It fell off when he took me to the bedroom. So, yes, I was naked. He made me get down on my knees, and he put his penis in my mouth. Pardon me? I don't know if I should use that kind of language. Seems inappropriate. All right, Detective. If you insist, I don't understand why, but I do want to cooperate. So, yeah. Yeah, he put his cock in my mouth. He was circumcised? How big was it? Why does that matter? I'm sorry, Detective. Of course I want to catch him. I'm sorry, sir. It was big. It was really big. I'm sorry. I'm not good with measurements. I have no idea how many inches it was. All I know is I couldn't suck it the way he wanted me to. So he hit me in the face. Well, he hit me so I would learn how to suck his cock the way he wanted. That's what he told me. Well, he wanted me to take it deep, almost into my throat. But I was struggling just to fit the head in my mouth. Are you really sure you need these kinds of details, Detective? All right, I'm sorry. Well, it went on for hours. He stayed rock hard the entire time. I was choking and gagging. He kept hitting me. I'd never seen a cock that big before. Yes, Detective, he did call me names. He called me a whore and a slut, a white cunt. He called me his slave and his little cock-sucking white bitch. Well, after what felt like forever, I nearly made him come. He almost came in my mouth, down my throat. But he stopped, and he slapped me really hard. And he picked me up and threw me down on the bed, and then he forced it inside me. I'm sorry, sir. Yes, I meant he forced his cock inside me. Yes, he forced his black cock inside my pussy. It was so big. He must have fucked me like that for at least an hour. He didn't stop. I'd never had a big cock like that before, not even close. How did it feel? I couldn't help it. He made me come. I'm so ashamed, but he made me come so much. He just kept going and he didn't stop. My pussy was so wet, and I came so many times. The bed was soaked. I'm sorry, I'm so embarrassed. I begged him not to come inside me, so he hit me in the face again. He grabbed my throat, and then he started kissing me. He put his tongue deep in my mouth. He was kissing me like that and squeezing my neck when he came inside me. It felt good. He had so much cum. I could feel it shooting inside. It felt so good. It made me cum again. Oh God, I can't believe this happened to me. I don't want anyone to know. My fiancé cannot find out. None of my family can know about this. I realize that, detective. I know I have bruises. I'm going to tell my fiancé I fell down the stairs. Tell him I knocked my face on the banister. He'll believe me. He has to believe me. No, detective. I've never been with a black man before. That's right. This was the first time I've ever had a black cock inside me. The first time I've ever sucked a black man's dick. I always thought the cliche about big black cock was a stereotype, but I guess it's true after all. Afterwards? Well, after he came inside me, he told me to stay in bed, to close my eyes, count to 100. So that's what I did. I was terrified he'd come back and start beating me again or even kill me. So I lay there with my eyes closed and I could feel his cum leaking out of my pussy. It was so hot, thick. It felt so different than my fiancé's cum. I couldn't help myself. I was curious to see if it would taste different too. This is so humiliating, but I scooped a little bit of his cum from the inside of my thigh, and I sucked it off my finger. I just had to know if it would taste any different. And it did. I liked how it tasted. I liked how it smelled, too. So I played with his cum, rubbing it into my skin, on my lips, licking it off my fingers, counting until I reached 100. Then I got up and found my phone and called 911. I just hope you find him and stop him before he does this to someone else. Now I really have to go, detective. I have to get back to my house. Please, I need to change and wash the bed sheets before my fiancé gets home from work. I need to wash all the fingerprint dust off the windowsill. I only have a couple of hours. Of course, detective, you can always call me on my cell if you have any more questions. You can always come by the house on weekdays, too. During regular office hours, my fiancé won't be there. That's right, it would just be you and me. You have to catch him. You have to catch this man before he does it again. I just can't believe this happened to me. My life will never be the same. I will never be the same. He has to be stopped.